Sometimes the lectionary does some really odd things. Sometimes it gives us so short a passage, we wonder what we're going to preach on. And sometimes it gives us so long a passage, we wonder what we're going to preach on. But I want to start with the reading that Lorraine read for us from Exodus, because that's the first place we hear about thirst and about water and about God's gift of water. And I always find it interesting that the Israelites who came from Egypt were there in the desert, had seen all the works God had done, quarrel and complain because they're thirsty. And suddenly they want to go back to Egypt where we know everything was wonderful, right? Yeah. Let's go back to Egypt because we're dying of thirst here. And God, when Moses says, I love Moses' question to God, what am I going to do with these people? What am I going to do with these people? And God still gives them water. He says, bring some of the elders with you so they can see what you're doing. And he gives them water. That quarrelsome people who he took out of Egypt, who can't seem to understand who God is, he gives them water. So from that, the lectionary brings us to Jesus and the Samaritan woman. And here he is in a place that is not Jewish. He's in Samaria. And he's at a well. And a woman at noonday when it's hot and dry and everyone's thirsty. And a woman comes to gather her water because she cannot come in the early parts of the day when the women normally come. Because she will be shunned. She will be gossiped about. And they may even tell her not to stay. They may send her home because they don't want to be with her. But she's a woman of Samaria. And Jesus, a Jew, asks her for a drink. And I stop and I think about that moment when we spend a lot of time talking about clean and unclean. A Samaritan is considered unclean. And then this is a woman who is living in an adulterous relationship. Therefore, very unclean, if you can be very unclean. And Jesus asks her for a drink. So some of her question, you, would you ask me for a drink? There's multiple layers to that question. And then they have this back and forth about living water. So Jesus is talking about something of the spirit, but the woman who is of earth and humanness can't get to the place. Just like Nicodemus couldn't quite get to the place of to be born again. What? In my mother's womb? To receive living water. What? I need to go into the well and get, you have a different bucket? How do you get living water out of this well? And then Jesus talks to her about living in the spirit. And this is the passage that, or the verse that catches me when he says, I'm getting there, I love having bifocals. She asks him, I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will proclaim all things to us. And Jesus says to her, verse chapter 4 of John, I am he. I am he, the one who is speaking to you. Jesus, the Messiah, tells a Samaritan woman in Samaria that he is the Messiah. He doesn't tell the Jews. He doesn't tell his disciples. He tells a woman outside of the inner circle, outside of the territory that is either Judah or Israel. He tells her, I am he, the Messiah. And John does this thing. It's almost like we were watching TV when you see the scene happening and then it switches channels and you see the next thing happening somewhere else. And so the story stops and the disciples arrive and they do the same thing the woman does. They don't quite know what's going on. And they don't ask the questions that would be pertinent. You know, what are you doing here? Why are you talking to this woman? Do you know how dangerous this is? You're alone by yourself with a woman at a well. And none of that happens. They just quietly keep that to themselves. And she leaves. The woman who comes to fill her jar leaves the jar and goes back to the city. And so the story continues at the well with Jesus and his disciples, and now they want to feed him. So we've had this place of water and that understanding of living water and earthly water, one that quenches our earthly thirst and one that gives us eternal life. Now the disciples want to give him food to help with his earthly body, and Jesus is talking about eternal food and the offering. And here we are at a table today that has bread and juice, part of our offering of eternal life that we have here. So they don't quite get it either. And then when the Samaritans come, because can you imagine? See, this is a shunned woman who goes back into the city to tell everybody what has happened. She doesn't care at this point what her status is in her community. She only knows who she saw at the well, and she's going to tell everybody who she saw. And so they come out to see this man that had her break all sorts of bonds or rules or boundaries. And they see and they hear. And did you get that part that Jesus stayed with them for 2 days? Jesus stayed with Samaritans in Samaria for 2 days. Think about purity laws. It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for what we have heard for ourselves. For we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. These were people in need of living water and received it outside of the community that Jesus thought he was called to save. How often are we who think we have been baptized and are born of the Spirit in need of living water? How often do we not see what Christ is trying to say to us because we are in the inner circle and not on the outside? That on the outside they can hear the message of salvation better than we hear it inside. I know that I am often in need of living water. I am often like the disciples who are so concerned. Do you have enough to eat? Do you have everything you need? Do we have the right program? Do we have the right Lenten study? Do we have this? Do we have that? And I don't stop and drink from the well that is Christ. Why do we have this period called Lent? Because it's a time to strip ourselves of the things of the world, not to eat the things of the world, not to drink the things of the world, but to soak in that living water of Christ. We are all in need of it. As Donald Rose was sharing in Sunday school class today, we all are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. So we all at some point get thirsty and quench our thirst not in things of the Spirit, but in things of the world. We all at times get hungry, and we hunger for something that we don't know, and so we keep feeding it with things of the world, and we find that we're still hungry. And if we had only feasted at the table of the Lord, we would have known what it was we were searching for. The world is hungry and thirsty and in need of living water. And to think that a Samaritan woman who was living a life of sin went to a community and offered it to them by telling them about Jesus reminds me that that is our task as well. That we too are to get filled at the well, but also to proclaim this message. And as Bishop Will Willimon said, even to people we don't like, because Jesus saves people we don't like. So, church, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are going to come and feast at the table of the Lord. May this time as we gather around the table be a time where we receive that living water of God, and that we step out from here as excited as Catherine was to experience snow falling down. May we be so excited about the saving grace of our Lord and Savior, and the possibility that God is the Savior of the world, and the world will be saved, not might be, but will be saved. May that be what happens. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.